Brian.
Rana.
We have to say something.
This is a tough time.
Yeah. This has been a very, very tough time inside of an already tough time in
That's
America.
Right.
So we felt it was important to reach out to our people and say a little something about how we're feeling.
This kind of action is long overdue, and it's just heartbreaking, the whole thing.
It's a tough moment to think that we're in 2020. We're at this moment, that this country has been around for hundreds of years now, and that we're still dealing with the legacy of so many things that have come before.
Yeah.
And I just think it's important to say that we, of course, stand in solidarity with everybody that's protesting.
100%.
We're horrified by the events of last week and the week before that and the month before
yep.
that and the year before that yeah. and the decade before
no
that.
No kidding.
And that we're still standing in the same place.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to tell anybody what they're supposed to do or who they're supposed to give to and who they're... I mean,
I will.
Personally... I mean, well, you're welcome to. I personally have been a long, long time supporter of the ACLU and of the Southern Poverty Law Center
yeah.
and many other things. But I wanted to just say, and then, of course, you can give you a list. But I wanted to say for people that are feeling hopeless about the political process right now, or there actually has never been a better opportunity than an election year to protest and then to hopefully see real change, that those things have to go hand in hand. We protest and then we vote. And most importantly, we really vote on a local level.
Absolutely.
And if anyone is confused about this, they should go to Barack Obama's Instagram page.
He lays it all out.
Explains it beautifully.
And the people who really do listen are, I mean, I emailed my council person last night. Those people read it, you know,
yeah.
they do. And I would say also, if you're not registered for vote by mail or absentee ballot, do it now, because
Absolutely.
We don't know what November is going to look like in the pandemic. And I really feel strongly, and I know that you feel the same way, Rana, that in micro, it gets complicated when you're talking about looters who, let's face it, are mostly extremists and opportunists, not necessarily peaceful protesters. But there really is
yeah.
only one side to this issue. And I think we stand by it.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why we're talking about protesters. We're
yeah.
saying this is a valid moment and people's voices should be heard and we should raise our own voices to be part of that moment. Absolutely.
And so Ron and I discussed.
For the mischief makers and the troublemakers and the cat in the hats, and they're always going to see an opening
yeah.
and crawl through it. But let's not let that crowd out the voices that really count. And I have to say, it's been encouraged as much horrible, as many horrible videos and posts and all of the terrible things that we've seen continuing to go on across the country. There have been a few silver linings of protesting groups, of people trying to help, you know, people that have been surrounded or cornered or help defend stores.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, a lot of these businesses are just local businesses. That
yeah.
We're not talking about Gucci. We're talking about the mom and pop grocery store that won't come back, or the, you know, the pharmacy, or the, you know, that's the stuff where it starts to get muddy and sad. But
and that's from the people who want to make it muddy. I mean, it
yes,
really is.
Absolutely.
It's people coming
troublemakers.
In, troublemakers, extremists.
Yeah.
It's
and people that don't vote and don't care
not
about the
at all. Just
process.
Want to honestly that yeah. just find out there's a protest, go there, find out there's looting and participate only in that part of it. Want a free
yeah.
bag or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But,
let's not let that crowd out what's really going on here, that enough is enough.
Definitely.
And that the only way, and it is as awful it is as it is to watch the city burn, it is incredible to see that the protests have popped up in so many individual communities.
And across the world.
Yeah. Tiny cities, tiny towns and large cities.
Yeah.
And that people are trying to make their voice heard. And the only thing I can say is that we feel your pain. We understand the position of privilege that we're speaking to you from, but that doesn't change the fact that we understand what it means. Actually, both of us, I mean, to be an outsider.
Sure.
You know, whatever that however that plays out in your life mm-hmm. or in your lifetime. And that we just really felt we wanted to make sure people understood that we stood there right there with them.
I think it's important to say that the show might be funny. This is a real turning point for America, or potentially.
Yeah. But that also in the darkest of times, it's important to have a laugh.
It is.
And so we hope that we're also providing a little bit of love, a little bit of comfort, and maybe a little laugh. All right. Kiss, kiss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.